It seems as if the marathon was something of a plan B. According to a source briefed on Zohar Tsarnaev's interrogation, the original target was July 4th in Boston. No specific target, but we know that the concert by the Boston Pops and the fireworks that follow is one of the nation's premier Independence Day events. It's on the Esplanade along the Charles River. It's an extraordinary event broadcast to the nation and would have been a high-profile target with about 500,000 people in attendance. But apparently what happened, according to Zohar Tsarnaev's interrogation, is the brothers finished their bombs a little quicker than they thought. Just didn't take as long for them to assemble these pressure cooker devices in Tamerlan Tsarnaev's Cambridge apartment. And so the brothers decided, we've got the bombs, let's go out and use them. And they drove around Boston, considered the Boston police headquarters, considered the Cambridge police headquarters before finally deciding on the marathon just 3 days before the race.
The other development is that investigators now have in their possession the laptop computer of Zohar Tsarnaev. Do we know anything about that?
Only that they have it, and it's probably in okay condition. It was never thrown away by the three friends who are now accused of obstructing justice and lying to investigators. They threw away a backpack full of fireworks, but investigators were able to recover that in a landfill. The computer was simply turned over by one of the friends to the FBI, and they can scour it for anything about method and motive. Although the authorities seem to be comfortable with what Zohar Tsarnaev is telling them, and that is that they watched internet sermons of Anwar al-Awlaki, the radical American cleric who was killed in Yemen, but whose words live on online. They had a grievance about the United States' treatment of Muslims, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but maybe the computer can get at specific email addresses of people they were in contact with or specific websites they might have been looking at.
You mentioned that we now know the bombs were built at Tamerlan's home. Is his widow now under closer scrutiny?
Well, she's been under scrutiny, and the question is, now that they've confirmed that the bombs were made in that apartment, did she know anything? And that's what authorities have been trying to get at. They've been focused in recent days on a phone conversation between Catherine Russell and Tamerlan Tsarnaev within hours of his picture being broadcast to the world by the FBI when they released all those surveillance photos. There was a phone conversation as the manhunt began, and investigators are sure keen to know what the two discussed.